Mike is in Ogden, Utah. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show.
No, thank you, George. Thanks for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I have a UFO incident. I'm a security guard, and I do a patrol rounds. And at one of my rounds, it's like a propane delivery, a propane storage area.
Okay.
And a two-story building, big parking lot, two lights in the parking lot. And all of a sudden, I was approaching this building on foot, and out of the corner of my eye, I saw something, and about 50 feet above the building, very silently went over the sky, through over the parking lot, and it looked like, but was bigger than, a 55-gallon oil drum, and two orange stripes on it, like on a football. And it looked to me like King Kong or somebody had just thrown it right over the building. Didn't make a sound, didn't have any lights on it. The only way I saw it was through the lights reflecting from the parking lot off of it.
Jeez.
And it was the strangest thing I've ever seen. I couldn't even begin to tell you what it was. What do you think of that?
How big was it, Mike?
I would say it was about 10 or 15 foot long and about 6 foot in diameter.
It couldn't have been a special kite or anything like that, could it?
No, it looked metallic. It was round and flat-ended. Like I said, just looked like a 55-gallon drum, but bigger.
Yeah, they're just that's strange. There's so many strange things going on. People seeing things. I'm telling you, the video that I saw at the Dome in Jerusalem is still, to me, incredible stuff. Some people say it's a hoax. I don't know. I can't see that. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, and Edward is on Coast to Coast. Hi, Edward.
Hey, George. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, I grew up in Jalisco, the state of Jalisco, down in Mexico. It was a very remote area. We had no power. You know, the floors were dirt back then. We didn't have no tile or nothing.
Oh, geez, yeah.
No TV. It was just basically out in the sticks. And one time, my grandfather said, well, we need to go out there and take care of the fields out in the mountains because, you know, raccoons would be out there. Sometimes people would go out and steal some of the corn. So I went out there with my grandfather, and I built a bonfire and everything. And as we went to sleep, and we were near a lake, maybe 50 yards from where we were sleeping, and then I went on. And there's beautiful sky down there. You don't see airplanes. Maybe you see an airplane every 3 months, back then anyway.
No city lights to disrupt the sky?
Oh, no. Oh. No city lights. You can really see the Milky Way. I mean, you can really see the cloudiness of it. It's beautiful. But anyway, I was out there, and I started to feel like somebody was tickling me. And I woke up because you feel anything in your body. You might have scorpions, tarantulas, anything like that. So I wake up, and first thing that I saw was a light, huge light. And I just stood up, and by the lake, there was a ship, an alien ship or UFO, what you guys call it here in the United States. And then you got to remember, I haven't seen any movies. We didn't have TVs or we didn't have theaters.
Yeah, you had no reference point. Yeah.
Yeah, my mind was like, what is this? And there were creatures, maybe 3 feet high, gray skin. They had suits, maybe bluish black suits, big eye, and they were just walking around the lake, and just taking like you know they would bend down and pick up stuff from the lake.
Did they notice you, Edward?
I don't think so. No, I was basically shocked because it's something unknown to me. It was something unknown to me.
Did your grandfather see it?
You don't get up. What was that?
Well, did your grandfather see it?
Oh, no, no. He was knocked out with the mezcal. So anyway, I was so scared because it was something I never seen. And anything down there, everybody's so superstitious. You know, throughout my lifetime, we've seen orbs. And they say, oh, no, those are witches. I was told as a kid. Oh, those are witches, you know, witchcraft. And there were orbs, maybe 8-9 inches diameter.
Well, did you see these ETs eventually get back in the craft, and did it take off, or what happened to them?
Yeah, they took off. I mean, the ship was maybe a foot off the ground. It wasn't touching the ground, but you could feel the energy. I could feel the energy in my body, and that's the reason I think that I was enlightened back then, because I was an average kid, and you know, after that incident, I really never told anybody. I would be crazy.
They wouldn't have believed you in those days.
Of course not, but I started learning things, and I started picking up things real fast. And, you know, and there was another man that used to see him all the time. And I remember him, and I said, well, now I know what he's talking about.
That's, Edward, it's too bad you didn't have a camera in those days, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was too bad. It was really bad. And finally, I made it to the United States. And the year before I left the United States to the United States, my grandfather, myself, my mother, and my sister saw the last a UFO before we left the country. And there was about 50. I mean, no markings, no sound. And in the area, there are spirals, you know, and the stones and everything. There's a lot of things down there, but people never really go out there. They're just scared of things.
There are many things going on right now that people are slowly becoming aware of. And I don't know if it's a bigger picture, what's going to happen. You know, some people believe, you know, it's going to be like an invasion and they're going to come here. We'll see. I don't know. But I bet as a kid, it was pretty remarkable to see something like that.